Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry, and we're here to ensure your success.
Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, your fierce choice for insurance. My very special guest this lovely morning is someone that I do believe epitomizes the entrepreneur, Robert Bob Anderson. Hello, Bob. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning.
Say hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
And listen to that crowd, Bob. Everybody is excited to have you here today. And I want to say hello to another Bob at our controls this morning. Bob, we love kicking off this Saturday of talk here at KLBB Radio. And remember, success friends, you can hear us every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And you know, welcome success friends. I want to thank all our success friends for joining us, Bob. This is a special little place I like to call Success Saturday. It's the perfect way to end your week and to start your weekend. But Bob, I'll tell you something. When I get done with this show, I just can't wait for Monday. And I'll even say more, success friends, I think this has to be one of my favorite topics. What do you think, Bob? Enthusiasm, I mean, it's the nectar of success, right?
It can make all the difference.
It does make all the difference. I'm in total agreement with you. But hey, our show, Bob, is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody that, as Sammy Davis says, want to build a mountain from a little hill. Success, friends, all you need is to understand the science of success, the mathematics of success. One success principle multiplied by success tools equals an unstoppable heart that will allow you to experience every dream you dream. And success, friends, the principle is having a grand obsession, which is defined as having a specific destination with a burning desire to reach that goal. And the success tool that will be the focus of this show is enthusiasm, the nectar of success. But before we get too far into that discussion, let me introduce my special guest, Bob Anderson, small business rep for ADT Security. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Tom.
You didn't know you could be this awake on a Saturday morning, did you?
No. It really is something.
It's kind of fun, huh? But Bob, before we get too far in, you know, I want you, it's time for you to give a teaser, you know, that 30-second elevator speech, if you will, to all of our success friends. Go ahead.
No, thank you, Tom. I'm thrilled to be here. I met Tom a couple months ago with an opportunity at his office.
I was scared, Bob.
To put in a system, and it went really well.
It really did. We really appreciate your quick help and all that.
Working with small business and residential to help them secure their valuables and what's important to them. Mm-hmm. Working with small business owners to keep more of what they have in their pocket.
I like it. And Bob, you have been working with ADT for how many years?
It's been a couple of years.
Okay,
probably 200 customers.
Have you been in the security field for a long time, or
just the 2 years I've been with ADT?
Have you always been in the sales?
I have.
Have you?
I really enjoy ADT. I'm surrounded by just positive, enthusiastic people.
Loving that enthusiasm.
Day to day, hour to hour. And it makes a really big difference.
Fantastic. It really does help, doesn't it?
It does.
The right attitude. Attitude is everything, as they say.
I've got a manager that he's nothing but 100% positive.
And his first name is?
Steve.
Steve, shout out to Steve. Good morning. But Bob, before we get going, I want to remind my success friends as to why I'm doing this show. And the first reason, I admit, is a very selfish reason, because I want all of my success friends to call up the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, 651-738-0107, and get a free quote for their home and auto insurance or their commercial insurance. Bob, I even have a fabulous life insurance product, a term life product, that requires no physical. This policy maybe takes 10 minutes to issue. It's just exciting insurance stuff all day long. But more than that, Bob, you know, I've been blessed to work with many small business people like yourself. I know firsthand just how much work it takes in this day and age for a small business guy to prosper. And I think it's so important for us to work with our neighbors and to keep our business local as much as we can. So I try to spotlight people like yourself that I insure and let our success friends know that, hey, we're out here. We want to do business with you, right? I mean, they should just give you a call right away, Bob, right? And Bob, 30 years ago, I know I'm not letting you get a word in edgewise.
That's all right. That's all right.
Man, this guy can talk, he says. But I'm excited and we're enthusiastic today. And Bob, 30 years ago, I lived by a saying, what are you doing within while you're doing without? Because I had a lot of without. But I've been fortunate to meet some great people along the way that have helped me build a successful insurance agency. I, in turn, want to help those that are looking for a bit of direction along the way. I believe that this radio show, Insure Your Success, and the website GPS4success.com can be a leg up for a motivated person. And Bob, wait, you remember that one show, Groundhog? Bob, I love that. But anyway, Bob, when we think of success, we usually think of the celebrities pasted on the magazine covers or on the TV or on the internet, right? But I believe that people like yourself are the true business leaders of today. The unsung hero that gets so little recognition, but truly affects the community. I mean, after you left my office, Bob, I'm sleeping better at night. I don't have to worry about all my computers and stuff. You, Bob, you put your financial life on the line every day, and if you fail, you don't have a golden parachute to help you out, right?
I do not.
And as Earl Nightingale stated, success is the active realization of a worthy goal. Too many times we think that we need to obtain our goal to be a success, when all we truly need to do is to work toward that goal. As the proverb states, it doesn't matter what you do, it matters why you do it. Any thoughts on this long diatribe I got going here?
No, I enjoyed that. I saw something on the website that mentions that, and it's not the actual pursuit of the goal. It's getting to the goal that is the most fun.
Right, it is. It is, isn't it? I agree 100% with you. And Bob, you know, we're going to get to your story. I'm excited. I think it's a fabulous story. But before we do that, right? Before we get to that part of it, it's time for the success quote of the day. And, you know, we have something exciting today that we don't normally do. But, you know, enthusiasm, success friends, we can talk about it all day long. Today we have multiple quotes, okay? So, Bob, the first one is, the real secret of success is enthusiasm. That comes from a guy named Walter Chrysler. Not bad, huh?
I like it.
How about, a man can succeed at almost anything for which he has unlimited enthusiasm. That word just keeps popping up. Charles M. Schwab gave us that one. I want to give you one more here. Enthusiasm is the mother of effort, and without it, nothing great was ever achieved. Ralph Waldo Emerson. And Anatole France said, "I prefer the errors of enthusiasm to the indifference of wisdom." Oh, wow, I'm worn out, man. That is some good stuff. But, Bob, we now talk about, let's talk about these quotes in relationship to success. What do you think about that? Bob, tell us your story and how you got to where you are today.
No, I couldn't agree with your quotes more. I worked with a gentleman that was an Eeyore.
An Eeyore?
From Winnie the Pooh.
Ah, yeah.
For 10 years, he was an energy sucker, and he'd take the life right out of anybody.
Right.
And what a difference enthusiasm makes. I get really excited when I go in to talk to somebody about ADT and the products and services that they have to offer. And that enthusiasm and my success stories of what I've done for similar businesses just carries on into the person I'm in front of. I get excited to visit with them and help them reach a solution that will help them and keep them in business.
Right. I mean, here's how state-of-the-art we are now, Bob. And it really, what really was so nice, too, it wasn't that expensive. But, you know, right from this radio show, right here, I can turn my alarm off and on right from my phone. Isn't that exciting?
And that is probably one of the
fabulous.
Most exciting things going on in the industry right now is the smartphone connectivity to your system. Yeah. Whether you're here or in New Orleans, you can...
Right.
You can,
we could actually look and see what Kim and Kelly are doing right now, but we won't, Kim and Kelly. We're going to let you go right now. But, you know, Bob, it really is exciting, and I think that was one of the things why I wanted to do business with you. You felt good about the product. You were enthusiastic about the product. I mean, that's a nice way to be able to do business. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
And, you know, I talk all the time about a grand obsession. What gets you out of bed in the morning and keeps you working through the night? But before I get to that, I want to talk about a very important success tool, which we've been talking about all morning, which is enthusiasm, the nectar of success. Now, Bob, you've been in sales most of your life. Talk to our success friends, if you will, about your understanding of enthusiasm or maybe what even got you into sales in the first place.
Well, in preparing for this, I gave that some thought, and I've always enjoyed people.
Okay.
Just a people person, love to get to know people, hear their stories, and especially about their businesses and what they're doing. I'm a gadget guy. When I walk into some place, I have 50 questions about what they do, how they do it, why does this work this way, why doesn't this work this way. Real sincere interest in what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And did I mention people?
You like people.
My kids tease me because I get in conversations with people walking down the sidewalk or standing in line at a fast food place.
You know, we did a show on small talk. We should have had you here for that one, too.
Yeah. Just last night they were teasing me about visiting with people. I love it. It's where I get my energy from.
I like it. And now, before we get too much further, Bob, let's tell our success friends how they can get in touch with you. Do you have a website?
Best way would be email or phone.
Okay, then let's talk about that.
Email address, bobanderson@adt.com.
Easy enough.
And phone number, 612-270-0437.
And we'll try and get some of that to them on our website. Our success friends, you can always call the agency. We can get you in touch with Bob as well. And I want to remind our success friends to go to the website, GPS4success.com, and sign up for our free lemon drops. And you just go on, you sign up by the little lemon drop icon, a cute little guy. And you'll receive a lemon drop every morning, which is a little inspiration that will melt in your mind. Now, Bob, do you remember the song, "I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter"?
That wasn't the one by Joe Cocker, was it?
I think, Bob?
I don't think Joe Cocker did that.
My baby wrote me a letter. Yeah. He sang, didn't he?
Yeah.
We'll have to put that in front of Stan and find out for sure. Willie Nelson actually sang this song. That's where I became familiar with it. But I'm going to sing you a couple long lines. If you want to join in, just feel free. Okay, Bob?
Sure.
All right. He's nodding his head no there. I don't know what that's about. But, folks, I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm going to write words oh so sweet. They're going to knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses at the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. And success friends at the end of the week, our success friends that sign up for a lemon drop also get what we call a slice of success. This is a congratulatory note for a job well done. With words oh so sweet, they're going to knock you off your feet. Because, Bob, let's be honest. Who's telling us that we're doing a great job? Our boss, our spouses, our kids? Well, sign up to get a lemon drop, and we will tell you. We'll give you the kisses at the bottom. You'll be glad you got them. Are you excited about your lemon drops now, Bob?
Yes.
Ah, you gotta love it. And success. Oh, wait a minute. How's that for timing? It's time for a lemon drop. We want to make a big splash in all of our success friends' day. Our lemon drop for the day is, we go as far as our enthusiasm for an idea will take us. Right? Yes. Success friends, get excited. You can do whatever you want. And, you know, Bob, before I was talking about a grand obsession. What is it, success friends, that gets you out of bed in the morning and keeps you working into the night? Bob, what is your grand obsession, if you might share with us?
I just enjoy what I do so much. Every day is different.
Right?
I might be walking into 10 different businesses, and they all do something different. I really enjoy that, getting to know them, getting to know their business, and then helping them. That's a part I really enjoy is helping the business owner or his residents. Mm-hmm. With a solution that fits their needs and will work best for them.
Right. Yeah, and you did success friends, they did a great job for us. And such a wonderful frame of mind, too. How has the nectar of success, as we call it, enthusiasm, helped you to achieve your goals? I mean, I'm sure you, as a salesman, you got to have sales goal all the time, right?
And it makes it easy being so excited and enthused about what I have to offer, what I have to talk about. It's infectious. Mm-hmm. It carries over to the people that I deal with, and yes, it does make a world of difference.
It makes the day go. The day's a little brighter, more fun. You're having fun with people before you know it.
It is. It just it makes a whole a fun aspect to the whole day.
I like it. And Bob, what you're telling us is, you know, we have a choice whether we want to be enthusiastic or whether we don't, right?
Correct.
Which reminds me, I want to remind our success friends that when it comes to insurance, you have a choice. And your Fierce choice is the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. And whether you need auto, home, life, health, or maybe even commercial insurance, your choice is clear. The Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency provides you with the best products for the best prices. And we have been delivering them for over 30 years. We treat you the way you want to be treated. We call it Blue Ribbon Service. So yes, you have a choice, but your Fierce choice for insurance is the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. Jerry?
Slow down. It's scary out there.
You can reach us at 651-738-0107 or on the web at fiercechoice.com. And Bob, this is where I like to get away from, you know, my script and all that. And I want to talk to my success friends from the heart, because please understand, we literally save everybody we talk to money on their insurance. And most of the time, we give them better coverage. We're so confident, Bob, that we put our money where our mouth is, and we will give anybody $25 if I can't beat their current rates.
So we call it the KLBB Radio Challenge. Just call us up Monday through Friday, 651-738-0107. And hey, tell us, I'm taking the KLBB Radio Challenge. And Bob, the other thing we've done on our website, fiercechoice.com, we have a little counter of savings, as we call it. And what it is our goal is to save our clients, our new clients in 2016, over $100,000 in insurance premiums. As of today, we're already hitting $55,000 of savings for our $55,000, and we're basically into our 4 month of the year. I think our goal is a little bit too low. We got to get a little bit higher. But you know what time it is now, don't you, Bob? It's time to announce some of our winners for the week. Angela S. saved over $400. And Bob, a shout out to Juan C. saved him $2,000 on his insurance. Isn't that exciting? We're enthusiastic about it. We're loving it. But Bob, let's talk about what you do. You know, tell us, what are you doing with ADT?
No, I'm a small business representative, metro area, working with small businesses and finding solutions, helping them keep more of what they have in their pocket. Security systems now, it's so much more than just burglar alarm. We don't even like to use that phrase, intrusion protection. It's so much more. It's about providing a business owner with information, and how much information do you want? You have the smartphone capabilities, right, to do everything on your system. You can even maintain temperature, oven sensors in restaurants, temperature sensors.
Well, Bob, in fact, one of the things I have, we're very concerned about computers and that, we have a water sensor. And, you know, because we don't want to have water flood us.
For the hot water heaters breaking. Right,
right,
right. And this winter I was busy with temperature sensors for freezing pipes, adding to existing systems. Helping the customer.
As an insurance agent, I mean, we have people that have cabins, right? I mean, these freezings, these temperature sensors, I mean, what a wonderful idea.
I'm working with somebody, a cabin in Wisconsin, and he wanted the ability to control his thermostat from his phone.
It's just fantastic. And really, it makes so much sense. I mean, we have a lot of frozen pipe claims for people that have cabins. There's the solution to not having frozen pipes.
And what it would cost for his the equipment's inexpensive, and the monitoring is inexpensive compared to that phone call that they make when something like that does happen.
Right. Or there are other options. They got to pay someone to monitor their cabin.
Right.
And that's
right.
Expensive. A lot more expensive than what you guys charge.
Yep.
I mean, it's just fantastic what you really are doing. And now you are mainly a small business expert.
And I get involved with residential because a lot of times, like your case, do the business and then they say, hey, this is so cool. I want this at my home.
Right, exactly.
And I'll work with the residents with the home system as well.
And again, how do they get a hold of you? You got email and phone number, right?
BobAnderson@ADT.com. And phone number is 612-270-0437.
Oh, and Bob, guess what time it is? It's time now for our success tip of the day. Success friends, I know you were waiting for this one. And today's tip, you kind of said it earlier, Bob. People like doing business with someone excited about their business. And, you know, that's the one thing I'll tell you. You came into my office. We had never met before, right?
Right.
And you're asking me all these questions about this and that. And, I mean, I really got a sense of you weren't just here to sell me a product. You were there to get me a solution for what we needed.
And there's a big difference. And
absolutely.
That's part of why I enjoy doing what I do so much.
Because you get to find those solutions. And they are different for everybody, aren't they?
Right.
It's exciting. Now, Bob,
You know, we want our listeners to get to know you just a little bit more because, I mean, you know, Success Friends, we're talking about enthusiasm here on a wonderful Saturday morning in the St. Croix Valley with Bob Anderson of ADT. You want to know him a little bit better, don't you? Of course you do. So we've got four questions for you in 4 seconds. Are you ready?
Okay.
What is your favorite food?
Anything with red sauce.
Favorite music?
Bruce Springsteen, Mavericks.
Favorite hobby?
Hanging around with my three boys.
Loving it. And your favorite ventriloquist?
I just met ventriloquist Tom's got...
Geriatrics. Bob can come back onto the show. Now, Bob, let's again, one more time, remind our listeners again how to get in touch with you.
Bob Anderson at ADT.com.
Beautiful.
And phone number 612-270-0437.
Now, Bob, we're getting near the end of the show, but one thing I ask every guest that comes on, because, you know, you may be a salesman. I look at you as a small business owner. You're in business for yourself. If you don't get out and go to work each day, you don't get paid, right?
That's right.
Unfortunately. So, Bob, how have you dealt with adversity in your business? How do you deal with that? You know, every success has adversity, right?
Correct. I always just stay positive, and I know that when I look back at what's going on right now, that in 30 days from now, it's all going to be better.
It just keep working through it, huh?
Yep.
Basically, say I don't even worry about adversity.
I try not to.
Okay, I like it. But and I mean, we all have. It's just part of the game, right?
Yep.
I like you. Just get a little enthusiastic about it, right?
Yes.
I got my insurance agent I can call. I love it. So, you know, Bob, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Success Friends, we're getting near the end of this Success Saturday. I hope our listeners have learned something today, Bob. I know I have. I appreciate it. I want to thank Bob, our producer, helping us out today, and all the great people here at KLBB Radio. Shout out to Sarah and Jenna, who do a lot of work in the background, too. You know, Bob, we love being a part of Club KLBB. Do you have any final thoughts in 30 seconds, Bob?
No, I just want to thank you again for the opportunity to come visit with you today. Really enjoyed it.
Well, we sure appreciate you coming on, and maybe we can do this again when we get another chance. And a couple of reminders for our Success Friends. First of all, we'll be back here next Saturday, 9 a.m. And remember to call our agency at 651-738-0107 and get a quote on your insurance. Our goal is to save our clients over $100,000 this year. Why not let some of the savings be in your pocket? And take the KLBB challenge. If we can't save you money on your home and auto insurance, we'll give you $25. And one last idea, Success Friends. Come to appreciate the power of enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is the difference between a health trainer and Richard Simmons. Remember him, Bob?
Yes, I do.
Enthusiasm enhances your voice, your attitude, your energy. Enthusiasm is contagious and it motivates others. Enthusiasm clarifies your thinking. Enthusiasm opens up doors. And more importantly, it opens up minds. Enthusiasm wins friends. It breaks down barriers. And I remember one person telling me that genius is really just a person with great enthusiasm. I have a saying I live by, Bob. It's called, my life, my way. And enthusiasm helps one live your life your way. Embrace enthusiasm, Success Friends. Embrace life. And again, we'll be back here next Saturday, 9 a.m. Every Saturday we're here at 9 a.m. for Ensure Your Success. We appreciate everybody's help in listening to us. We look forward to seeing you soon. Give us a call. And Jerry, any last thoughts?
Yeah, slow down. It's scary out there.
Bye.
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 Thanks.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze. There's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru.